on your smartphone
from the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM
with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Josh Coop.
Our top story this lunchtime, a teenager's being questioned by police after a baby was found abandoned outside a supermarket in Whitstable. The 18-year-old was arrested after officers were called to the Co-op in Canterbury Road at just before 6.30 last night. Members of the public looked after the baby, who was found unharmed in a pram.
This is KMFM.
200 replacement buses are going to be brought in during a three-day strike by drivers on Southern Rail next week. But it means services on Southeastern are expected to be a lot busier. They'll bring commuters to stations in Kent where they'll be able to use the same tickets on Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday. Haslev has also announced a further three-day walkout will take place at the end of this month. The European Commission says it regrets the resignation of Britain's ambassador to Brussels. Sir Ivan Rogers quit yesterday, accusing the government of muddled thinking over the UK's exit from the EU. Leave voter Ian Duncan-Smith says the allegations are pompous.
His criticism of government is they don't know what they're doing. Sounds a touch, if you don't mind me saying so, a little bit like a man who's got a little bit too close to his own self and thinks that he's more important than perhaps he really is.
A man's been jailed for 6 years for stamping on a man's face during an attack at a nightclub in Dartford. 22-year-old John Jeeves from Irith punched the victim before pushing him to the ground at Air and Breathe in March 2014. He was left with three fractures to his jaw and had to have metal plates fitted.
KMFM News.
Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've brought you a number of stories about how the health service is struggling to cope with the extra demand this winter.
It's another reminder to think before calling for an ambulance, as the trust covering Kent say high levels of demand mean they're struggling to respond quickly to emergencies.
Well, it now seems the problems have stretched to the county's A&E departments, which are facing unprecedented levels of demand. One consultant at Medway Maritime Hospital has told us they're seeing around 100 more people a day compared to this time last year. Dr. Ashik Chowdhury says they don't all need to be there.
We have an on-site GP service and we send about 20% of our patients to them directly. Of the ambulances, we often can help people recover and manage to discharge half of them home.
Well, there's also been delays for patients at the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford and the QE2 in Margate. We're being encouraged to go to walk-in centres and pharmacies or use the 111 system for less serious problems. Now, moving on to trains, and Southeastern's been given a six-month extension on its contract to run services in Kent. The current franchise was due to end June next year when key timetable changes and major upgrade works are carried out. The Department for Transport says it's hoped delaying the process will minimise disruption to passengers. Now, a charity that provides somewhere warm for homeless people to stay for the night has opened up for winter. Churches and other buildings across Maidstone will be providing rough sleepers somewhere safe to go for the next 12 months. 15 beds are available. Alexa Kirstring Woods is from the charity that runs it.
The shelter provides a warm place for street homeless to sleep, a hot, freshly cooked meal, care and support. We work with a number of other homeless organisations who help people move on, maybe get into employment, training or into accommodation as well.
Head over to Kent Online if you've got a few spare minutes this afternoon. There you can see a video showing the remains of a Sheppey home that was destroyed by fire.
You can see where it started here. Look at our garden furniture as well, look. Yeah, look at the hole in the floor where the fire started. Look at how far it's still complete, look.
That was Sonia Lake looking around her bungalow in Halfway for the first time since the blaze broke out on Boxing Day. She's thanked neighbours and friends who've been raising money and donating furniture and clothes. And two Kent stars have gone into the Celebrity Big Brother house. Former Strictly dancer James Jordan is taking part for a second time after he finished third on the show in 2014. He's joined in the house by ex-Jills footballer Jamie O'Hara.
KMFM. Sport.
In football this lunchtime, the hunt for a new Gillingham manager is continuing following the sacking of Justin Edinburgh. He'd been at the club since 2015 but was let go following a poor run of form. He leaves the Gills 17th in League One with only 8 wins so far this season. We've been catching up with a few fans outside Priestfield.
If you're under wrong management, you're not going nowhere, are you? I mean, I don't think Justin Edinburgh is a better manager. I just don't think he's had the rubber to green.
I can't see them being replaced with anyone better. I think it's going to be a real problem this time around for us.
Hopefully now we can get a good manager and get on the beaten track again.
Well, former Gills player Aidy Pennock is the bookies' favourite to take over. One team doing slightly better is Chelsea. The Premier League leaders go for a record 14th straight top-flight wins when they visit Tottenham later. Do it and they'll become the first team to reach that number in a single season. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.